Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. Talking now, Jefferson County North boys basketball with the head coach in Corey Knoll. Brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Got to thank KT shortstop Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, and FW Huston Medical Center as well. Chargers, one of the few teams in the area to get their season going on Tuesday night, a road trip to Perry Lecompton. Coach, sometimes it's hard when a team comes out firing on all cylinders. Perry comes out, hits five threes in the opening quarter. Defensively, I thought you guys improved throughout the game, but they were just hot in the first half. They built a lead, and they were able to hold on for a win over you guys on Tuesday night. But just in the overall terms of, you know, going back to it and just kind of dissecting that film a little bit, what'd you take away from the season opener on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I thought the biggest thing was Perry came out intense, starting. They wanted to start their season off hot. We did too, obviously, but they came out with an intensity and just a level of play that I don't know if we were necessarily prepared for. They kind of came out and hit us in the mouth. Like you said, they were hot from the outside. They hit, I think it was five threes in the first quarter. And a lot of that, they're good shooters, but we didn't do much to help ourselves defensively. We were trying a lot of different things out defensively in the first quarter and kind of mixing up between man and zone. And in the midst of that, we had a lot of miscommunication, left some guys open, and then they also hit some contested ones. So they jumped out to us early. I think the score was 20-4 at the end of the first, so dug ourselves a big hole. I thought we had a good second quarter, climbed our way out of it a little bit. You know, our goal was try to cut it to single digits by halftime. I think we were down 13 or 14 or so. But I think we won the second quarter, so that was good to see us kind of battle back a little bit after getting punched in the mouth some. And then come out of halftime, I thought we came out of halftime fairly decent. We had a chance, and I think it was kind of the chance of the game where we lost it, you know, kind of got away from us. We missed two pretty simple layups, I guess I would say, to cut it to single digits in the third quarter. And then after that, about 30 seconds later, it ballooned to a 20-point game. And, after that, we weren't able to crawl out of that hole, but, got some good things on film and got a lot of good teaching moments. And I think, if we can fix that and up our level of intensity, there's some bright spots here.
Yeah, there's certainly some bright spots, and you got some good talent, you know, coming back from last year. You know, a lot of these kids, multi-sport athletes, you know, I look in the backcourt, Will Elias, you know, a little bit quiet on the offensive end, but just a good athlete all the way around. Brody Van Dyke, again, only a sophomore, but saw some good minutes. Rex Herman led the team in scoring on it Tuesday night. Isaac Laird, I know a kid you've talked about. He got in some foul trouble early. You know, maybe his minutes got diminished just a touch, but obviously really good size, listed at 6'8". So, I mean, the pieces are there. It's just trying to put it together here in the early going.
Yeah, exactly. We return everybody we're playing right now has some experience from last year. We only lost really one senior to graduation, so everybody comes back with a lot of varsity experience, and a lot of them are seniors. Like you said, Will has been playing for the last 3 years now. He's got some good minutes, so some good experience there, good ball handler, just all around good athlete. Brody Van Dyke, he said, is a sophomore this year, but I thought he gave us some good minutes as well. And then Rex and Chance and Isaac inside. Isaac, listed as 6'8", tall guy. He did get some foul trouble early. I'd like to get him a little bit more involved because I think if we can get our inside game developed some, you know, we got a big advantage inside. I want to try to use that. And if we can get him, you know, going a little bit on the offensive end, I think that's going to open up stuff for everybody else on the outside. But, last night, the pieces kind of weren't falling. It's, you know, first game of the year, not really an excuse. We played together, for the last couple of years, this summer, everything, and we got to start taking that next step forward. But, Perry's a good team. They were prepared for us well, and I don't know if we, match that intensity, but like you said, pieces are there. We've got to put them together and make some things happen.
Yeah, you guys got a tough non-con here first couple weeks of the season. You know, you mentioned with the game starting at Perry on Tuesday night, and you get your first home game on Friday night, but Rock Creek comes to town, and that's a very quality program. What can you tell us about the team you're going to see on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, we know Rock Creek. We played them last year. We're prepared for them. We know the situation. I think last time I looked, they were the second ranked team in 4A right now. I think they were state runner up last year in 4A. So obviously a very good team. And you know, that's a game where we go in and we manage expectations a little bit, but also there's a chance for us to get better. And if you rewind to last year, that was our first game of the year. And the things we struggled with in that game just were the issues we struggled with all year. So it's very telling. And games like this, you know, our non-conference schedule with Perry, Rock Creek, and Jeff West coming up next week, with those three tough games to start, it does a good job of exposing your weaknesses. And we got them on film, and I think if we can get those exposed, get them cleaned up. You know, they're good teaching points, and at practice things go a little bit farther when we talk about, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that, because good teams will expose it, and these are good teams, and they expose it well. And I think it's Rock Creek's opener. I don't think they played the first game, so hopefully we can catch them a little off guard that now that we're you know, one game in, but they're a good team, and I just expect and hope us to come out and do what we can to compete and work on some of the mistakes we had in this first game.
There it is. Corey Knoll, Jefferson County North Boys basketball coach, getting ready for game two on Friday night. Again, opening the season Tuesday with a loss at Perry Lecompton. Again, as you mentioned, number two ranked team in the 4A class coming into town Friday night as they're taking on Rock Creek. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it, Brandon.